Which man becomes the next Florida governor will depend mostly on whose party can do the best job turning out voters. That's according to Quinnipiac University poll assistant director Peter Brown. He says the latest poll, taken the second and third week in October, also shows support for Libertarian candidate Adrian Wiley has fallen from 9% to 7%.
If it gets down to 5 or 4% who vote for Mr. Wiley, that's going to be another point or two that someone else, either Chris or Scott, is going to get. And in a race this close, that could be the difference.
Brown says overwhelmingly negative campaign ads have contributed to voters' negative favorability ratings for the neck-and-neck frontrunners, and he says that means Floridians feel they're choosing the lesser of two evils. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.